Psalm 73, that says that thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So we get to even know more why it is very, very important and very, very key for us all, not just the person that is preaching, not the ministers that come to the front to minister to us. No, every one of us. This is the difference between us and some other people. We are being led by the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit can never be separated from the Word of God. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's open our scriptures, everybody, and read Psalm 73 together. But I pray and I hope that by next week, you would have been able to read it without even opening any scripture by the grace of God. So we are going to read together from the screen, Psalm 73. So can we read together, everybody? Want to go? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Praise the Lord. I gave us one hint, I think when I was telling us about it. You already know it begins with the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Let me not say something that will now trend you. I shall, you know. Praise God. You know, and of course, verse 3 was where God actually stayed with us and is still working on that. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Why? For his namesake. You know, that's where God is dealing with us as a church. And that's what I've seen, that's what God is doing in our lives this year. And then the last verse, which is what we say every Sunday after service. Surely. So we already know 3 verses without even looking at the scriptures. Just remaining 3, verse 2. Verse 4 and verse 5. Tell yourself, see, I can do it. Come on now. Tell yourself, see, I can do it. Praise the Lord. The rod and the staff, they are interchangeably used. You know, sometimes it's called the rod, sometimes it's called the staff. However, it has, you know, some differences. The rod is like a club and it's heavy. And then the staff, you see, the staff is the one that has one curve at the end of it. So both are used by a shepherd or by the shepherd, you know, and they are used to, you know, to tend the sheep, to take care of the sheep and all of that. So of course, in the Word of God also, they are also interchangeably used. You know, we'll see as we go on. So the message is not really about what is the rod or what is the staff. We are looking at the import of the message, and that is what is crucial this morning. So the rod, I've said it, they are interchangeably used, both the rod and the staff. So they are both a symbol of protection. A symbol of protection, also a symbol of guidance. A symbol of guidance. A symbol of correction. A symbol of protection, a symbol of guidance, a symbol of correction. Especially the club. The shepherd actually uses the club to fight against the dangers that want to come upon the sheep. That's what the club is used to do. Whereas the staff is used more in the, when it comes to direction, when it comes to guidance, that's what the staff is used for. Hallelujah. So I want us to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. 2 Timothy, we'll see, I just want to bring this down to the Word of God to really see how the rod and the staff fit directly into the Word of God. And in fact, fit directly as the Word of God. Because of course, I don't know, for some of us that we've had some revelations, either about Jesus, about God, about one spirit being ministering to us in form of angel. I'm not sure we have seen them carrying stick around and all of that. So it's talking about the Word of God. So the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Now, if you notice what I said about the rod, you can see that the same thing is just like what this scripture is saying. It's for what? It's for doctrine. Doctrine will mean teaching. It will mean guidance, for reproof. For reproof. Reproof is different from correction. You can see that there's reproof and there's correction. Correction is maybe sometimes you want to, they ask you, you should name the animals that can fly. and you name chicken, for example. Yeah, chicken can maybe, you know, but that's a mistake. That's not an error because it can still lift itself. But when they say mention animals that can fly and you mention crocodile, for example, that's an error. So there's different from reproof and from correction. So don't get it mixed together. So that is what the shepherd uses the rod and the staff to do. The same thing, that is what God uses his word to do. He uses his word to teach us, to guide us. He uses his word to reprove us. He uses his word to, and when I'm talking about reproof here, it can also be, you know, I talked about protection against evil and against danger. Praise the Lord. So when you are being reproved from entering into error, that's a protection against evil for you. That's a protection against danger for you. Praise God. For correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So the word of God is to correct, is to protect, is to guide. Hallelujah. Again, let's go back just one chapter backward. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. The Bible says, the Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. The next verse. Having faith and good conscience, which some have, having rejected, concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. 20. Of whom are these people that were mentioned, whom I deliver to Satan. May God not deliver us to Satan in Jesus' name. That they may learn not to blaspheme. So, the point I want to bring out here is that the rod and staff of God, I've said, is first the written word of God, which is the Logos, the written word of God. The word of God, I mean, the rod and the staff of God can also be prophecy that has gone ahead of you. Don't forget, the word, what does the rod do? And the staff, both, they guide, they protect, they correct. So, some word of prophecies, they've gone ahead of you. Just like, even before I left Nigeria, there's been a word of prophecy that you are supposed to be in Canada before I left. But because I'm a career person and I love my career, I love my research, I love my chemistry, and I was just going on in the business of research, I went to Cyprus, I went to Turkey, went to the UK, landed in Belgium with a very wonderful job, and all of those things. But guess what? The word has gone ahead of me to make me know that this is not your destination. So the word, the rod and staff of God can be in form of the written word of God. It can also be like the prophecies that have gone ahead of you. Praise the Lord. And don't forget that prophecy also guides you. It protects you. Prophecy protects you. You know, you've been told about something in your life. Then somebody is coming into your life that is introducing something that negates the word that has gone ahead of you. What do you do if you are a true son and daughter of your father, as people say in my language? You remember the prophecy that has gone ahead of you and you sit right, you stand right. So what you don't allow, it's not everything you allow into your life. It's not everything you allow into your life. The things that are not in line with the word of God, you don't allow them into your life. The things that are not in line with the prophecies that have gone, you don't allow them in your life. Hallelujah. So the question this morning is, what happens when you are not comforted because of unanswered prayers or delays? What happens when you are not comforted because of unanswered prayers or delays? Because sometimes somebody is praying and praying and praying and praying and praying, and it seems as if the answers are not coming. One, sometimes it could be that the assignment or the purpose or the level that you are praying for or that God wants to take you to is not ready yet. Praise God.
Sometimes it could be that the level that God wants to take you to, or the assignment, or the place that God has in mind for you is not ready yet. It could be. Because some people are praying, I've prayed about, I've done everything, yet nothing is coming. It could be that that particular location or that particular pedestal is for you yet. And a very good example is Joseph. And you can check Genesis chapter 39 and Genesis chapter 40 about that. Sometimes God is trying to put together blessings that you are killing yourself over, and they are not ready. You know that God has a lot of us in his hands, and we disobey. That's the truth. We disobey a lot of time. God is telling us to do something. So you can imagine that the person that was occupying this place before we entered, if the person was or is a child of God, and God was telling the person move, and the person is refusing to move, no matter how much we pray, remember that that person is also a child of God. I've always told us God is not a wicked God. Mm-mm. It's just that when we refuse to obey God, when we refuse to listen to God, we open up ourselves for attack. That's what happens. Praise God. So sometimes God is working. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. The Bible says, for we know that all things work together. Those that love God and are called according to purpose. So don't kill yourself sometimes when the prayers you are praying, when the answers are not yet. It is probably because that place, that thing you are praying for, maybe they are not ready yet. Or maybe the things that God needs to put together, he is working on them. Let me tell your neighbor, say God is working on them. A very good example is Joseph, like I said. Sometimes also, and you remember, even in the case of Joseph, in fact, Joseph had a delay for an extra 2 years. I thought about it. What if, Genesis chapter 40, what if the moment that Joseph interpreted the dream and then those who came out, what if immediately after that time, the man told Pharaoh about it and Joseph was released? He would just be wandering the streets. His life would be miserable. His life will be miserable, but he will not even understand at that time. He will be like, wow, this man must be a terrible man. I told him and everything came to pass. And he was even making mouth and say, once I get out of the prison, you will be the next person I'm coming for 2 good years. Not one day, not 1 week, not 1 month, not 6 months. If it's me, I would say the person is a wicked person. But God was working out something. Hallelujah. But how do I know this? How can we know this? It is where you are embedded in the word of God. Because there is nothing that you are going through that is not exemplified in the word of God. Thy word and thy staff, they do what? They comfort me. Sometimes, you yourself, you are not ripe for the prayers you are asking for from God. Sometimes you are not ripe for it. It's just like, you know, we went to buy something this morning because of the heat and all that. And then the person that went with me, you know, she was trying to put the cart, and then she eats something in the mall there, in the place we went. And I was just making jest of the person that, oh, is this the way you drive? You can imagine somebody that did not pass driving tests and wants to start driving. The person will start having accidents and start collecting tickets. Because the person that judged you that you are not qualified yet to drive, he or she knows what he or she has seen. So sometimes you are not ready for some things that you are asking for. And because God does not want you to crash, he will not release it for you. But if you are not embedded in the word of God, to see an example of what you are going through, you will think God is wicked or God is not just answering you. So sometimes you are not ready for what you are asking for. You know, Joseph was to become a prime minister. A prime minister will be the one that will govern the whole nation. So he just left from his father's house. And God said, no, you need to learn something. So he became a slave. He became the head of slaves. He was the one leading all of them. What was he learning? God was training him on leadership. So even when he got into the prison, Genesis chapter 39, he became the leader of the prisoners. What was God training him? Leadership. Sometimes you are not ripe for what you are asking for from God. When you see that your prayers are not being answered, if it is not that that place is not ready, if it is not that that thing is not ready, you should check yourself. Am I truly ripe for what I'm looking for? Do you know that some people, God will take them to some level with their character. They will scatter everything. They will scatter everything with their character. So sometimes it's because you are not ripe yet. May we not scatter what God has helped us to build in the name of Jesus. Genesis 39 verse 22. Joseph became the head of the prisoners so that he could learn leadership. He could learn leadership. We're talking about investment this morning. And all those wonderful contributions, they are very, very nice contributions. And of course, I saw something was coming out even as we're all talking. I mean, two things. Greed, don't be greedy. And we saw that you also must listen to God before you take your steps. Praise the Lord. There was another contribution that says, you want to invest in something, know about that thing. I did MMM too. But I was very wise when I did it. God helped me. Let me not say I was wise. God helped me. So it was somebody that was very close to my wife and just introduced it to me. Egbon, like, okay, that's just a term in my language, like senior brother, something like that. You can do this thing and everything. I said, okay. So I invested once and the cash came back. And then it came back. So I gained many years back. I was introduced to something. So, and see, don't be carried away even by spiritual people. Don't be, when I ask you to invest, do your due diligence. Don't say pastor said that you invest. I have invested before because a pastor said, and the person meant well. Of course, I won't tell you to invest in what is not good, right? The person meant well, but I lost my money, 48,500. I cannot forget. At that time, was a huge money. It was a huge money because I'm talking about maybe about 15 years ago or thereabouts. That would be a huge money at that time. It's nothing right now. Praise the Lord. So sometimes you don't have answers to your prayers because you are not ripe for what you are asking for. Another example was David. Did you know that God rejected Saul from 1 Samuel chapter 15? In chapter 16, David was anointed king. But David never became king until 2 Samuel. Do you know how many chapters? How many things that has happened? What did God do? In 1 Samuel chapter 22, God started sending people of no value, people that were in debt, people that were sick. God started sending. What was God doing? God was prepping him for where he was going. God never allowed him to be enthroned because he was not ready yet. Because he was tendering animals. Now he would tender people. So God wanted to teach him leadership. So check yourself. Maybe that thing you are asking for, maybe you are not ready for it. Maybe you are not ready for it. I was wondering, in fact, the Bible recorded, the Bible says God sent him 400 men. And you know, in Bible days, they don't count women, they don't count children. So you can imagine how many people. You can imagine how many people. Amen. I've talked about this. Sometimes you need to build character so that you don't take yourself up and by yourself you scatter things. You need to build character. And sometimes, I've mentioned this also, but I'll just say it again for emphasis sake. Sometimes the Lord is just protecting you. Sometimes. Protecting you from a danger so that you can reach the plans that God himself has for you. The book of Exodus chapter 13 verse 17. Exodus 13, 17. The Bible says, God did not allow the children of Israel to pass through the way of the Philistines because they will see God was, this was God. If anytime I read this place, look at it. The Bible says, then it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest even God was thinking that way, that these people may change their mind. God wants you to reach your goal. He wants you to reach the peak where he planned for you. So if you are not getting it now, check yourself. Check yourself. There may be something that God is trying to pass across to you. The rod and the staff of God, they mirror the word of God to us. They mirror the word of God. So I'll give us this 4 or 5 points to write down as I just round off right now. Your comfort is in the word. Because I've been able to show us that the word of God mirrors the staff and the rod. God does not carry stick all around. No, no, no. The word of God is the rod of God. The word of God is the staff of God. So your comfort is in the word, but dependent on how much of the word that you know. It's dependent on how much of the word that you know. That's why I like to encourage everyone I come across, learn to read your own Bible. Let your Bible be your first and your best book. Read other books, visit the library, but irrespective of any book, yeah, whatever book you read, hear more about what you read in the word of God. Praise the Lord. There is no solution that you are passing through. Situation that you're passing through that's not exemplified in the word of God. And Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse 63. Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, they are what? They are spirits and they are life. You need life, go back to the word. The second point I want you to write down. The word guides and protects you against error. It guides and protects you against error. Psalms 119 verse 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. And just even Joseph remembered. You remember Genesis chapter 39 verse 9. When the wife of Potiphar said, come and lay with me. Do you know he would have buried his destiny in that place? But he's somebody that knows the word. He's someone that is embedded in the word of God. He said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin? Two things he said. He said, he didn't just say, how can I sin? He said, how can I do this wicked thing? So there are some things that are wicked that you must not even engage yourself in as a child of God. If you must be able to get what God wants you to get. And God is looking at you. He's still seeing that wickedness in your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word guides and directs. Psalms 119 verse 105. The Bible says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word guides and directs. Hallelujah. The word is your mirror for correction. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. You know, beholding the glory of God in the word so that we can become like him, transformed to be like him. I'd like us to look at this scripture. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The Bible says that the word of God is powerful. It's living and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even the division of the soul and spirit. And of joint and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Allow the word to set you out. Allow the word to set you out. You want to reach your goal? You want to find comfort? Allow the word of God first. Forget about what friends tell you. Forget about what you read on the internet. You don't use internet to validate the word of God. You use the word of God to validate the internet. So the internet is wrong, not the word of God. You know, I say this. I'm a chemist and I'm a researcher. So I know some things that go on the internet. You know what? They do all those things. You know, somebody will not go and check. They say, if I have headache, if I have this, that means I have this sickness. Do you know what, how they got those things? They got those things by sampling. There's something we call sampling. It doesn't mean that is your situation. But because you have never allowed the word of God to be in you, then everything that any talk, Dick and Harry, whatever they say, you just jump at it. Internet is now your God. Internet is now your God. Don't let it be like that. Most of those things they do is sampling. They just do, there's what we call population sampling. They sample some people around this place. So they say people that are in this age, this is their sickness. You now check that on internet. You say, yes, I have this sickness. God forbid in Jesus' name. But that is not true. You use the word of God to validate other things. The word brings light. It illuminates, it removes confusion, it removes darkness, it reenacts God's plans for you. And finally, this morning, you get your comfort in the word of God, especially the written word, because it reassures you of God's promises, of God's plans, and God's covenant for you. So even when it looks as if you are not getting answers, because some people will say, no, I've not shared my own testimony. People are sharing testimony in this season. What is happening to mine? Yours is coming in the name of Jesus. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said, yours is coming in the name of Jesus. But all you need to do is to embed yourself in the word of God, because that is the rod and the staff that God has to comfort you. I pray that the Lord will bless this word and expand it in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we rise to our feet this morning?